It's time now for Reformation with Pastor Woodson Moore.
Everywhere I go, there's folks who want to know just what is our country way out. Some think it's in a man, and on his word they stand. But when I hear it, I just want to shout. More praying, less straying, that's what we need. Soul winning, less sinning, that's what we need. More love, less hatred.
Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And we're just coming off the last Saturday evening where we had the men's winter dinner. We had a great time, had a great speaker, Pastor Brian Cochran from Salem Assembly of God Church, and shared with us about his elk hunt that he took out in New Mexico, and we just had a wonderful time. You know, people, remember the Miller High Life commercials where they had these guys sitting around the campfire, and they're drinking beer, and the comment was, it just doesn't get any better than this. Well, that's not true. The only people that's ever going to know life and know it fully and know it with the complete joy that God intended for us to have are those who are born again Christians. And see, the devil is such a liar. He is the Antichrist. He is the antithesis of what is true. He comes up and he says, if you become a Christian, you're going to be giving up all the fun that the world has to offer. You're going to have to go through life being some kind of an old Puritan type individual that never knows any joy, never knows any fun, never knows any success. You're just going to be a perpetual loser. Christians are losers. People who become Christians are people who can't cope with the real world, and they just use it as a crutch, and you're going to be forfeiting your life. Well, listen, let me tell you something. My mom had this saying on my wall, and it was the last thing I would see every night before I went to sleep. It said, only one life. It will soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. You're not getting a lot of lives. And if you blow this life, you've blown it. You're not coming back as a butterfly or a bird or some other person. You say, oh, I know people that have lived many lives. No, you don't. You know people that have demons in them that have inhabited many different people over the ages. And these demons, see, they don't die. They just demon-possess a person, and then when that person dies, they're out. They find another person to go into. And these demons still have memories of what that other person did. And so they put these memories into people's minds and make them think that they've been reincarnated, that they have lived before, which leads to the false assumption that do whatever you want to do now, and even if you die prematurely, even if you take your own life, it's okay because we're coming back again and again and again on this cycle. That's a lie. That's a demonic fallacy. And people who buy that shatter their one opportunity to lay up for themselves treasures in heaven, and they forfeit their right to eternal life in Christ Jesus. You say, well, I'm a good person, and I do good things, and I help other people out. That's wonderful, and that's laudatory. But if you do not accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you cannot be born again. And if you are not born again, and we dealt with this a little bit yesterday, you cannot see the kingdom of God. That's exactly what Jesus told Nicodemus. Now, if you look across, I'm sure you watch television. Maybe you watch Fox News or these CNN or some of these, and they have these people, and they come on, and they debate between the right and the left. Neither the right nor the left is completely correct if they're not born again. It's just that the philosophy that most of the right possesses comes from the philosophy that was existent in our country due to its knowledge of the Bible. People knew right from wrong. They agreed. Maybe they didn't all do them, but they agreed. Yep, there's a God in heaven, and he gave us 10 commandments. They weren't suggestions. They were commandments. And our government philosophy was built upon that concept of right and wrong. It's wrong to steal. It's wrong to murder. It's wrong to commit adultery and destroy another man's family. It's wrong to covet, because that leads to all the other things, stealing, killing, robbing, plundering. It's wrong to lie, because when you lie, you distort the truth. When you distort the truth, you destroy justice. It's wrong to not honor your father and mother. They're there to guide you, to provide for you, to lead you, and to train you up in the way that they should go. And when you rebel against them and resist them, you open the doors to deception to come into your heart and mind. And you make decisions that lead you to a point of chaotic destruction. It's wrong not to take one day out of the week and rest. Man wasn't made for the Sabbath, Jesus said. The Sabbath was made for man. Back off. Rest. Let your soul, your spirit be replenished, and they will help replenish your body. It says in Psalms, it's foolish to rise up early, stay up late, to work, because God gives his beloved rest. Take advantage of all the good things that God has for you. And so you get these people, they debate right and wrong. And I just sit there and I think, what is wrong with these people's minds? How could they even think? And many times, it doesn't make any difference about the facts. It doesn't make any difference about historical perspective. It's just, this is their position, and if you try to deal with them factually and reasonably, they'll simply overtalk you, and they won't listen. It mystified me, and then I found the answer in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And then here's the kicker. It says, but if our gospel be hid, it is, now remember what gospel is, it's good news. But if our good news be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. That's those that aren't born again, because they can't see the kingdom. Okay? And it says, in whom the God of this world, that would be Satan, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. They have blinded minds. Or in Romans chapter 1, it's called a reprobate mind, a mind that cannot see. They don't have eyes to see. They don't have ears to hear. So you're trying to reason with them, and they don't get what you're saying because they're blinded by the God of this world, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Who's blinding them? Satan. Why? So that the gospel doesn't break on their hearts and minds. Why doesn't he want the gospel in the hearts of people? Because the kingdom of God has authority over the kingdom of darkness. Satan hates God. Satan hates man, which is made in the image of God. He wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy your friends. He wants to destroy your children because he hates you. But the gospel will set us free. Dan Malone is going to sing, It's My Desire.
It's my desire to live for Jesus. desire to live for Him. Though oft I fail, bring Him much shame. It's my desire to live for Him. It's my desire to help someone today, someone who may have failed to see. If you could see where Jesus brought me from to where I am today, then you'd know the reason why I love Him so.
Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Those of you who I am speaking to that have done that, you know it's real. You know that He's alive. You know that the Word of God is quick. It's alive. You know that it's in you. It leads, guides, and directs you. You know it's true. It's just so hard to make other people realize that and understand that because they're blinded. They don't know. It goes right back. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. We're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10 along with this verse for tomorrow's program. And we're going to show what has to be done. We have to have revival in this nation. We have to tear down these demonic powers and forces that are blinding Americans to the truth. But we can do that as we intercede and as we pray. Because remember, if you know Jesus, you know freedom. Because Jesus is freedom.